This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Wyoming Congresswoman and fierce Trump critic Liz Cheney has lost her Republican primary, but now she's making a promise. She'll do whatever it takes, she says, to make sure Donald Trump never becomes president again. The AP's Donna Warder.
Wyoming Representative Liz Cheney has lost to Harriet Hageman, a rival backed by the former president. Cheney says she could have easily won had she gone along with Trump's lie about the 2020 election.
No House seat, no office in this land is more important than the principles that we are all sworn to protect. And I well understood the potential political consequences of abiding by my duty.
Cheney says her work is far from over, and she's been looking ahead to a political future that could include a 2024 presidential run. I'm Donna Warder.
In Alaska, Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski advanced to the general election.
My campaign is not about Donald Trump. My campaign is not Donald Trump's campaign. My campaign is an Alaska-based, Alaska Solutions campaign.
And Republican Sarah Palin, who's running for a House seat in Alaska, also advanced to the general election. Just in this morning, Syria is denying that it's holding U.S. journalist Austin Tice or other Americans after President Biden accused the Syrian government of detaining him. Tice disappeared in 2012. As a drought worsens, a city in southwest China has imposed rolling blackouts, and factories there have shut down after reservoirs to generate hydropower ran low. In Britain, thousands of people who got HIV or hepatitis from transfusions of tainted blood in the 1970s and 1980s will get $120,000 in compensation. This is AP News. This will cut the time of a trip from London to the U.S. about in half for airline passengers. The AP's Ed Donahue.
American Airlines has agreed to buy up to 20 supersonic jets. American put down a non-refundable deposit from a company called Boom Supersonic on the planes that are still on the drawing board. United Airlines has a similar deal to buy 15 jets. It has been nearly 20 years since the last supersonic passenger flight. The Concorde failed to catch on because of the high cost, both for passengers and airlines. The CEO of Boom Supersonic, Blake Scholl, insists his company's planes will be different when it debuts in 2029, with tickets costing about $4,000 to $5,000 to fly from New York to London in about 3.5 hours. Boom says its planes will have a top speed 1.7 times the speed of sound, about 1,300 miles per hour. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.